This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday said an agreement with the Trump administration on a new coronavirus relief package must be reached within the next 2 days, or it won't get done before the national presidential election on November 3rd. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are negotiating on a package that could cost between $1.8 trillion and $2.2 trillion. They haven't agreed on specific terms of a national strategic testing plan, among other issues. Even if they do reach an accord, some Republican senators say they are opposed to spending that much money in addition to the $3 trillion approved months ago by Congress for coronavirus relief. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases are surging and the economic recovery of the country has slowed. Both Pelosi and Mnuchin want to send a new round of $1,200 stimulus checks to most Americans and restore some level of federal unemployment benefits for jobless workers. But they have yet to agree on funding for cities and states, child care, tax credits for lower-income Americans, and liability protections sought by Republicans. The U.S. continues to lead the world in coronavirus cases with 8.1 million infections. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported early Sunday that there are nearly 39.7 million COVID-19 infections worldwide and 1.1 million deaths from the virus so far. India said Sunday it's recorded more than 61,000 COVID-19 cases in the previous 24-hour period. India has almost 7.5 million COVID-19 cases recorded and more than 114,000 deaths. Again, that's according to Johns Hopkins University. From Washington, this is VOA News. The votes are counted in the Turkish-backed part of Cyprus, and challenger Ersin Tatar, who favors closer ties with Ankara, has defeated incumbent Mustafa Akinye in the leadership election. With 100% of the votes counted, Tatar took 51.74% of the vote to Akinye's 48.26%. Some 200,000 Turkish Cypriots were eligible to vote in the election. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan congratulated Tatar on his election victory. In a tweet, Erdogan said Sunday, "Turkey will continue to make all necessary efforts to defend the rights of the Turkish Cypriot people." Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other Sunday of breaking a new humanitarian truce in the disputed breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region just hours after it took effect. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres also spoke out against the hostilities. In a statement, he condemned all attacks on populated areas impacted by the conflict. Earlier Sunday, Azerbaijan and Armenia announced that they had agreed to the new ceasefire, effective immediately. It's the second attempt in a week to end 3 weeks of fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh. The announcements came after Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke by phone with his Armenian and Azeri counterparts. Lavrov and French President Emmanuel Macron both stressed that the ceasefire must be strictly observed. A suicide bomber has detonated his explosives-packed vehicle outside a provincial police headquarters in central Afghanistan, killing at least 15 people and wounding more than 150 others. Afghan officials condemned Sunday's attack in Ghor province as an act of terrorism. They said most of the victims are civilians. The powerful blast also damaged nearby government offices. The head of the provincial hospital told VOA that a number of injured people are in critical condition, meaning that death toll may rise. No group has claimed responsibility, although the Afghan Interior Ministry has blamed Taliban insurgents. Bolivians are voting today in a high-stakes presidential election that takes the place of last year's annulled vote. This election could determine Bolivia's democratic future. Former President Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous president, resigned and fled the country a year ago amid allegations his claimed election win was the result of fraud. Today's vote is a do-over of that election. Last year's ouster set off a period of unrest that left at least 36 people dead. More can be found on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.